Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We want to go to the wisdom moment here in the last part of the extra hour. Today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2. I just love the wisdom of the Lord here, but it's the verse Proverbs 19, 2. And I'm going to read it here. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. Let me read that again. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way. When you think about zeal, the word zeal means great energy and enthusiasm in pursuit of a particular object. What does that mean? That's somebody who's just all pumped up and hyped up and, you know, they've got all this zeal. But, you know, we're talking about without knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Or hasty is defined as done or acting with excessive speed or hurried. I gotta hurry. So you can be filled with zeal and you can be hasty, but you can be doing it like ignorantly,
right,
without knowledge. Mm-hmm. The knowledge is defined as facts, information, and skills required by a person through experience or education.
Mm.
What does that mean? If you don't have facts, knowledge, and skills, if you hadn't taken the time to understand a matter, to gain this knowledge, all of your zeal and all your hastiness is going to end up in a very bad place.
Mm-hmm.
Busyness does not equate to fruitfulness and productivity. Busyness does not equate to fruitfulness or productiveness.
Mm-hmm.
When we first meet someone with zeal, we're so excited because we naturally want to be with those who have the zeal for life, and a zeal is what they're doing, to have a zeal, what's going on. Mary's just kind of pumped up about it. Yet, it doesn't take long to find out if their zeal is based on knowledge or not.
Right.
If it's zeal without knowledge, you two end up very tired, very worn out, nowhere often, or worse, in captivity as they do, as you find out that they didn't have a clue of what they were doing, why they were doing it, or where they were going. And they didn't even know how to get there. But they sure were excited about getting there.
Mm-hmm.
They have zeal without knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool to find people with zeal, but first spend time with them and find out if they have knowledge. So many people work so hard for so many hours and have used up so much strength and so much life without even pausing to acquire knowledge. They hastily head off to work every day without asking themselves a simple question. Why am I doing what I'm doing? How can I do better? Where am I going? How do I get there? Most importantly, what does God say about this? I mean, think about it. Above all, get knowledge. I mean, get knowledge. It's important to seek the knowledge of God and the wisdom for what you feel you are called to do in your life. Knowledge doesn't stop zeal. On the contrary, somebody says, well, you're just boring me with the facts and you're wanting. No. No, you're just sowing your ignorance. Knowledge doesn't stop zeal. On the contrary, it causes not only for one zeal to be meaningful, in other words, it's a purpose to your zeal, but fruitful and productive and long lasting.
Mm.
I mean, if you're only excited when you're ignorant, you're ignorant. Right? And you have to stay ignorant, as the country guy would say.
Ignorant.
To be happy. And as when you start explaining the facts, then you get all depressed and stuff. Well, you lost your zeal. Why? Because you have zeal without knowledge. Mm-hmm. I just want to be happy for no reason at all. Okay. All right. I understand. Ignorant. Okay. You think about it. It's so, so important. So to get the knowledge that we need, one way we talk about all the time is to be able to know the knowledge of God and the love of God. And we talk about abiding. Abiding is a key way to seek the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the knowledge of God. And we do this and we talk about it at iabide.org. You can find out more about that, you know. And also, you owe it to those that you're leading or you desire to lead. You owe it to them to get the knowledge of what you're doing, including things such as marriage. If you want to get married or you are married, you owe it to the one you're married to, husband and wife both, to get the knowledge of marriage. Marriage doesn't just happen. You got to participate in the equation. There's something you need to do.
That's right.
It's not some default setting. That's the default setting. Family. If you are, you want to have family, you need to find out about family. What does God say about family? Or church, thinking you're wanting to, you have a desire to be able to fellowship more with the church, or maybe participate more, or be an effective member of the body of Christ. Well, you need to get knowledge. Ministry. You think about that as well as your call in ministry. You need to be able to get knowledge for that. That's why we have Vine Fellowship Network University for those that are relating or kind of in the concept or the, you know, what we're doing in our kind of expression at VFNU, VFNU.org. It's important for us to invest the time in getting knowledge. Listen, you may be excited for a moment and people may be following you for a moment, but in the long run, they're going to be very disappointed because you had all that zeal without any knowledge. You were hastily going somewhere, but it took them a while to find out it was nowhere. Mm-hmm. Today's wisdom moments, Proverbs 19:2. It is not good to have zeal without knowledge, nor to be hasty and miss the way.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.